You're listening to Hearth Casual, the Hearthstone podcast for tavern brawlers, dungeon runners, and everyone else enjoying the game off the ranked ladder.
Well met, tavern brawlers and rumble runners, and welcome to a short episode of Hearth Casual, technically a 0.5, or maybe it's a 0.8 because the last one was a 0.5. At any rate, this is Brian Black, and I'm here to talk to you about not one, but two tavern brawls. I'm going to be covering both tavern brawls for the Winter's Vale event, both this week's and next week's. We are still going to have a full episode of Hearth Casual. That will be coming to you in just a few days. Kevin has some family stuff over the next couple of days. We do want to get an episode out before Christmas, though. So we are planning to record episode 21 on Saturday. Hope to have it out to you by Sunday. And there is a lot for Kevin and I to talk about between arena changes, sudden card nerfs, the Rumble Run. How are we doing in that? Plenty to talk about in that full episode. So for today, since we try to get something out for you each week, I figured we'd kill two birds with one stone and cover both tavern brawls and let you know what to expect and maybe give you a couple hints about it. So let's dive right into that.
Brawl!
All right, so this week's tavern brawl is called Returns and Exchanges, and it is a new tavern brawl put together by Joe Magdalena and the others on his team, and I've got to say, I really enjoy this brawl, not only because it is a build-your-own-deck brawl, but because there's a funny story behind this brawl. I'm going to explain how this works, and you tell me if you notice anything familiar. Now, I'm just going to be reading this right off the site because I think his explanation goes far better than mine. When the match begins, each player will mulligan for an opening hand and then gift the rest of their decks to their opponent. But there's a catch. Each player only has 20 health, and each gift deck comes with a 5-mana gift receipt card. When gift receipt is played, it refreshes a player's mana crystals, swaps the decks again, and destroys the opponent's gift receipt. I did forget to say at first that you are making a deck of your own with 20 minions. There will be 10 random spells added, but that first part, if you replace the word gift receipts, or words, words are hard, if you replace gift receipt with ransom, what you basically have, my friends, is the Togwaggle's Tumble idea that was submitted by Nick on the previous episode of Hearth Casual as part of our Build a Brawl contest. It is so frighteningly close that I had to wonder if Joe Magdalena had taken the idea. But hey, you know what? It's actually a very creative idea, and there are a couple of differences, but it's just awesome that you have great minds thinking alike there. So, Nick, kudos to you for coming up with an idea that apparently is rather usable. And let's kind of dive into this. So, you're building a deck of only minions. You're going to get random spells. Now, there's a few different ways to go about doing this. What I think that people are going to do when they first try this brawl out is obviously build a deck of mostly garbage, so that your opponent has garbage to play with, and the hope is that you get better garbage than you give to your opponent. And as long as both of you have that same idea, it's kind of a coin flip probably to see how it goes, right? However, I have actually come up with a deck that tries to be part garbage, but also have a plan, and a plan that's beneficial for you, but not so beneficial if your opponent has it. Now, I haven't done a whole lot of exploration on this brawl yet, because I've really settled in on this one particular deck that I want to talk to you about, and I invite you guys to try it and check it out. The first thing I was thinking of is, okay, the deck should have some trash minions. I'm thinking 0-cost 1/1s maybe, or just really cheap, low power, low attack minions that can be killed off easily. If I'm going to have a deck like that, then it makes sense to have a hero power that can easily deal with those kind of minions if my opponent is playing them. So druid, rogue, and mage sound like a good idea. And that chain of thought was leading me into thinking something else. Mage hero power will take care of those minions. On top of that, what if I put in mage hero power cards? Because if the opponent is playing anything that... if the opponent is playing anything outside of mage, things that enhance the damage of your hero power aren't going to work too well for him. Okay, if he ends up playing Hunter, then yes, that would help him a little bit on Hunter. But something that causes his hero power to do 2 more damage, that's not going to affect you if you're playing a Shaman or a Paladin. It's not going to affect you if you're playing a Warrior. So I went for this idea of doing a deck for Mage that had weak minions, but also had in part of the hero power package. So you're talking about cards like Spirit of the Dragonhawk, that 0/3 shrine that lets your hero power also target adjacent minions. Again, not too good for most other hero powers from other classes. Icewalker, your hero power also freezes the target. The only thing that's going to affect is Hunter and Mage, I believe. And also, Daring Fire Eater, which is a 1-1 for 1 battle cry, your next hero power deals 2 more damage. That's obviously one of the key ones in here. Throw in a couple of Wisps, a couple of Penguins, a couple of Tiny Fins for 1-1s, and you've got yourself a fairly decent setup. Add in a couple of Pyromaniacs, because you want your hero power to give you a little card draw, a little bit of an advantage. I threw in a couple of Ironbeak Owls for silences because I was thinking, Priest might try to throw in the package of playing creatures that can't attack you and then using silences to get rhythm. So I think, well, if they give me those kind of minions, I want to have a way to silence my own minions. And since I'm running 10 creatures with 1 attack, I figured why not Hobgoblin, which is a kind of an old card back from Goblins and Gnomes. It's an epic. It's a 3-mana 2/3. Whenever you play a 1 attack minion, give it +2/+2. Now, you're probably wondering, okay, but if I give the other player that deck, what's to stop him from making the 1/1s in my deck larger? So here's the thing. The mulligan in this brawl is super key. If you run with the deck that I'm using, the cards that you want to hold on to are typically going to be Hobgoblin, absolutely. Like, Hobgoblin is a must-keep. You probably want to keep Ironbeak Owls in case you're going up against a class that's going to try to throw some weird tactics at you. Holding on to Owls works really good against Priest. It also works good against Warlocks, which tend to have a lot of those creatures which have negative effects when you play them or when they do something. Pyromaniac isn't a bad card to hold on to, just because it's a 3/4 body for 3, and you'd rather be holding on to that than letting your opponent have that. The other card that I have not mentioned yet, though, and this is the one that's going to make you go, huh? And I've never gotten to the point that I've actually played this, but Janalai the Dragonhawk is in here. Now, if you don't have Janalai, it's not a big deal, because it's a legendary, not all of you may have it. But I ran Janalai because I look at it this way. My opponent is likely not going to be able to meet that condition unless they're running Mage or Hunter. Janalai, for anyone else, is a 4/4 for 7 mana. A stupid, inefficient body on the board that you're not going to get the Battlecry off of. I should also mention Janalai would work for the opponent if they're running Warlock. I have seen a fair bit of Warlock. So, if you go up against a class that can get Janalai to Battlecry Ragnaros, then Janalai would be something you'd probably hold in your opening hand as well. There's a little bit of strategy here. It's a really kind of awkward mesh of a deck strategy where you're playing trash, but you're also playing cards that make use of what your class can do and what your opponent's class might not be able to do. If you get a bad matchup and you go up against a Mage or a Hunter, then, yeah, it may be a little tricky, but against most other classes, I feel you're going to have the upper hand running this deck. I will include the deck code for it in the show notes. And again, this is the main deck that I've been using over the past day and a half that the Brawl has been out. I encourage you guys to experiment, try other things. Like I said, minions that can't attack are a good choice. One other minion that I forgot that I mentioned that I threw in here was Dozing Marksman, which is a Rastakhan's Rumble card, 0/4, 2 mana, has +4 attack while damaged. Obviously, if your opponent doesn't have a way to easily damage Dozing Marksman, it's going to be terrible for him, while a mage can easily damage those things. So it's essentially a 2 mana, eventually 4/3 when you throw a point of damage at it. So yeah, that's my idea for how to handle this week's Rumble. Again, exploration, there's a whole lot of neat stuff that you can find doing this brawl. And if you win this brawl, you will get a Wintervale card back. You don't get a pack of cards, but hey, that's okay. The Wintervale card back that they made for this year is awesome. And this brawl in itself is really fun, a really creative one. And again, props to the Joe and the team for making something that I found rather enjoyable. Moving on to the second brawl, which will be available next week. And we likely will not have a brawl breakdown short episode for that. That's why I'm mentioning it right now. Next week, you're going to have the Gift Exchange Brawl, which is an old classic as far as Hearthstone Wintervale brawls go. And the way this brawl works is you each build your own deck, and you're going to have presents drop onto the board from Great Father Winter. And these presents are basically 0/4 Wintervale gifts that have a death rattle that says, give current player a stolen gift. Your opponent's going to have these gift boxes, and you're going to have these gift boxes, which means not only do you want to attempt to smash your opponent's crates, or gifts rather, but if you have ways of destroying your own, that is an incredibly decent play to run as well. Now, we don't know if this is going to be a standard format brawl or a wild format brawl, and that might affect a little bit of your deck building. If it is wild format, there are a multitude of ways to kill your own gifts in almost any class, really. But most especially, I feel that Priest is a given for this brawl. And I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people catch on to that. Even if this is their first time playing the brawl, you are going to see Priest mirror matches, I think, all day, every day in this. Priest has things like Shadow Word Horror. It has Confuse, if we're playing wild format, which changes the power and toughness of everything. Every class has access to, I believe, Void Terror, which is the 3/3 neutral minion that Alcry switches power and toughness of everything. Of course, you have things like the Alchemists that switch power and toughness. So you basically kind of get my meaning here. There are a whole lot of ways to kill not only your own gifts, but your opponent's gifts using some tricky effects. Keep in mind, these are death rattle effects, which means that you should be able to use cards that affect Death Rattle and get a little bit of extra stuff going on as well. And yeah, that's essentially what this brawl boils down to. Now, smashing the crates will allow you to discover a stolen gift. Now, discover, in this case, is only going to let you discover class cards or hard-packed snowballs, which return 3 random enemy minions to your opponent's hand. Now, of course, returning stuff to your opponent's hand, if you return the gifts, that's not going to do a whole lot because the gifts cost 0 mana, so they're just going to put them back on the board. But it would be nice to play those snowballs against, you know, stupid big stuff that is thrown onto the board. I should mention that the stuff that comes out of these gifts have their cost reduced, so you're going to see a lot of crazy stuff happening very quickly. Anyhow, again, build your deck with a way to destroy things easily. Reverse power and toughness is going to be an easy way to cheat here, and just have fun with it. If, for those of you who've been playing Hearthstone for a while, this deck, this Tavern Brawl rather, is going to be very familiar for you. And if you have not received your Wintervale card back from doing this week's brawl, and you somehow forget to play this week's Brawl, which, shame on you, this week's Brawl is amazing, you'll still have another chance to earn that card back next week. Of course, if you already have the card back from doing this week's Tavern Brawl, like you should, then you will get a pack of classic cards instead. That takes care of our Brawl breakdown for both Brawls happening during Winter Veil. Do not forget to complete your Winter Veil quest to play 100 Hearthstone cards and get 4 packs from the Boomsday Project, and just enjoy everything that's happening in Hearthstone. There is a lot to talk about in this game, quite a bit that Kevin and I will be going through in our final episode of the year, which again should be available for you guys to listen to. I would imagine late Saturday, early Sunday is our target for that. So until then, for Kevin Ellis, this is Brian Black, hoping that everything that you get to unwrap underneath the Winter Veil tree is a surprise and not a bomb. Especially a goblin bomb, because those aren't the most useful things in the world anyhow. See you in a few days.
This podcast is part of the Frozen Fox Media Network. Visit us at frozenfoxmedia.com for information about this and all the other content we offer. You can also find us on Twitter at Frozen Fox Media. Frozen Fox Media, cool content for the gaming community.